Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Chav Zayin. We are holding on the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on the top of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, Nishom Shav Naliyah, as well as by the Gross family, Lizech Nishmas, Chana Leia Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramoshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leia Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu, the Nishom Shav Naliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah is going to talk about a Shavuah relating to a mitzvah, whether it be a Shavuah to fulfill a mitzvah or a Shavuah to violate a mitzvah. Then that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of the exact parameters of Lahara or Lahetiv. What exactly does that mean in the Pasuk, and how do we derive from there that what the rules are when it comes to a Shavuah to be Mekayim or Mevatel a mitzvah? The Gemara is going to discuss that, you know, the assumption of that entire discussion of what Lahara Lehetiv means is that Lahara Lehetiv is not about a Dvar Mitzvah, must be about a Dvar Rishus. How do I know that it's about a Dvar Rishus? Where in the Pasuk does it say that Hara'a and Hatava relate to a Dvar Rishus? So the Gemara is going to have three possible approaches to answer that. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about right before the Mishnah, how each the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira are going to explain their opinion about being Nishba L'kayim Es HaMitzvah, where Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says it works, a Shavuah could be chal to be mekayim a mitzvah, and the Rabbanan say it does not work. Where does each one get their opinion? How do they each respond to the tainas of the other one? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about when a person takes two or three Shavuos on the same thing. Shavuah shalo ochel kikar zo, Shavuah shalo ochelna, Shavuah shalo ochelna. He keeps on saying it over and over again. So the second and the third Shavuah are not going to be chal. The Gemara is going to discuss, yeah, but they might be chal if somehow you can get rid of the original Shavuah, meaning if the original Shavuah somehow goes away, so that might leave makom for the second and third Shavuos to be chal. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. So we've been discussing Shavuos Bitoy. Says the Mishnah, Nishba Levatel is a mitzvah. If a person takes a Shavuah to be Mevatel a mitzvah, whether it be to be Mevatel a mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah sel saseh. A person says, I'm not going to eat a Shavuah that he's not going to eat matzah on the Seder night, or a Shavuah that he's going to eat chametz. Either way, v'lo bitel, if he's not mevata that mitzvah potter, he's not chayiv to bring a korban for violating a Shavuah's bitoy. He's chayiv for Shavuah shav, that we're going to see on Daf Chavtas, that Shavuah to be mevata as a mitzvah is like a Shavuah on something that's not possible to be mekayim, because spiritually it's not possible for a person to be mekayim something, so he's chayiv for Shavuah shav, but he's not going to be chayiv for having violated a Shavuah's bitui. L'kayim, if he takes a Shavuah to be mekayim as a mitzvah, that he takes a Shavuah that he's going to eat matzah on the Seder night, or that he's not going to eat chametz on Pesach, and then he violates that Shavuah b'shogeg, v'lo kiyem, he's not mekayim that mitzvah, potter, he's potter from a carbon Shavuah's bitui, because he's already mushmavom mar sinai to be mekayim the mitzvahs, and a Shavuah cannot be chal on an already existing Shavuah. That's how the Gemara Nedarim explains this line of the Mishnah. And even though the Rishonim point out this Shavuah is not chal, but he doesn't get malchus for Shavuah Shav, because a mitzvah to be mekayim as a mitzvah, we view that as a Shavuah rather to be mekayim as a mitzvah, we view that as a zeros that a person places upon oneself. Sometimes a person sees that he's lagging a little bit in his Avodas Hashem, and that he needs to do something to energize his Avodas Hashem, to strengthen himself, to give himself a little more resolve in order to do mitzvos. So a person sometimes will take a Shavuah to be mekayim as a mitzvah. That is not going to be a violation of a Shavuah Shav. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Nishbati va'akayim alishmar mishpatei tzidkecha. That I will take a Shavuah in order to be mekayim mishpatei tzidkecha, in order to be mekayim the mitzvos. So the our Mishnah is specifically about the korban, that he's not going to be chayiv korban when he violates that Shavuah to be mekayim as a mitzvah. Tosos points out in Dibra Maskel Kayim that if he violates the Shavuah b'mezid, not to violate a losasei, so then he does not get malchus, since an iser cannot be chal on an already existing iser. But if he violates b'mezid a Shavuah to be mekayim a mitzvah sasei, so then it's a machlokas rishonim whether he's chayiv malchus. Meaning, if his Shavuah was not to violate a losasei, and then b'mezid he goes and he violates that losasei, say, so there already was an iser not to violate that lo saseh. So ein iser chalal iser, you're not going to have a second iser. It's going to be chayv. It's not going to be chayv malchus. But let's say the shavuah was to yes be mekayim a mitzvah saseh, and then he bemazed was not mekayim the mitzvah saseh. Does he get malchus for the shavuah? You don't get malchus for a bitul aseh, but do you get malchus for the shavuah that he attached to that bitul aseh? So that's a machlokas rishonim. Tosos in the Darim and Daf Ches and the Ramban on Daf over here and Daf Chav Tes says, just like there's no chiv korban b'shogeg, like it says in our Mishnah, so too there's no malchus if you do it b'mezid. However, the Bala Ma'ar and the Ran understand that if a nishba, if someone takes a shvuah to be mekayim mitzvah saseh, and then b'mezid he violates that shvuah, he's in fact going to get malchus. Our Mishnah is just telling us that it's not included in the pasuk of laharau lehetiv, so it teaches me that he's not chayv a korban if he did it b'shogeg, but if he does b'mezid, he's still eligible to receive malchus for having done so b'mezid. So now the Mishnah says that I need to be taught this din, that if a person takes a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh, and then he violates that shvua b'shogeg, that he's potter min a korban, shahaya b'din she'echayiv, because I would have thought that one would be chayiv a korban when he takes a shvua to strengthen his kiyumei ha-mitzvos, and then b'shogeg he violates that shvua. K'diver Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, I would have thought that he'd be chayiv a korban along the lines of what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that if a person takes a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah, the shvua is going to be chal even though he's mushba v'yomin me'ar Sinai, and therefore it's chal entirely, that even if he violates it b'shogeg, he's going to be chayiv a korban. Because Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said the following logic: Ma im harishos she'enu mushba l'me'ar Sinai, if when it comes to matters of choice that are not a mitzvah one way or the other, neither a mitzvah nor an iser, where you have no requirement from our Sinai to be mekayim it, and nevertheless, if you take a shvua to do something or not to do something, or if you take a shvua to do something and then you end up not doing it, harei chayiv alav, the shvua is going to be chal, and you're going to be chayiv a carbon for having violated that shvua. So mitzvah shu mushba le'me'ar Sinai, a mitzvah which is already binding and is therefore so much more important that you be mekayim. I would think all the more so that if you take a shvuah to be mekayim that mitzvah, for sure you should be chayiv a korban for having violated that shvuah. Meaning, if on such a low stakes thing like a dvar arshus, failure to meet the demands of your own shvuah is going to come with a penalty of a korban, then when it comes to something that's so much more critical, like a dvar mitzvah, that if you attach a shvuah to it and you fail to live up to that shvuah, it should be chayiv a korban. Now the Achronim point out what it seems from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's argument is that even though we have a principle of ein onshin min adin, that you can't derive an onesh based on the Kal V'chomer, apparently that does not apply to korbanos, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is saying that we're going to be mechayiv a guy a korban based on the Kal V'chomer, that if for a dvar harashus we'd be mechayiv him a korban, then a Kal V'chomer for a dvar mitzvah we're going to be mechayiv him a korban. So Amar lo, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, lo, you can't learn such a Kal V'chomer. Im amarta b'shvus or rishus, you're going to tell me that a guy is chayiv korban for having violated a shvua on a dvar rishus, shekein asa ba lav kehein, because just like a person can take a shvua to do a dvar rishus, he is equally able to take a shvua not to do a dvar rishus. And therefore, the pasuk that says lahara ulehetiv could be applied perfectly to a dvar rishus, that the shvua is going to be chal whether you take the shvua to yes do or to not do, because either one is within your rights to choose to yes or not to do, and therefore it's going to be chayiv mishum shvuas bitui. But tomar b'shvuas mitzvah, you're going to say the same thing by shvuas mitzvah shelo asa balav kein, where you don't have that option of yes or not doing. Shem nishba levatel v'lo bitel pater, if a person takes a shvua to be mevatel mitzvah and then he's not mevatel the mitzvah, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira would say that you're pater from a karban. So since you cannot take a shvua to be mevatel the mitzvah, it stands to reason you also cannot take a shvua to be mekayim as a mitzvah. Meaning the Rabbanan say it's all about lav vehein, it's all about lahara leitiv, it's all about the ability to go in both directions. And if you lack the ability to go in one direction with the Shavua, then you also lack the ability to go in the other direction with the Shavua. Now, the Mishnah rather does not say what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's response to the Chavim, but the Gemara is going to get to that. How is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira going to answer that? So this remains a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira and the Rabbanan. If a person takes a Shavua to be Mekayim as a mitzvah, and then he violates the Shavua bishogeg, is he going to be Chayav a Korban for Shavua's bitui? So now, the Mishnah said that Shavua's bitui applies to things that that you could say lav vehein. So Gemara said that could go in one direction or the other. So let's start discussing the parameters of lahara ulehetiv. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Yochel nishma levatel as a mitzvah. One might think that someone who takes a Shavua to be mevatel a mitzvah, not to eat matzah on Pesach, or that he's going to eat chametz on Pesach, velo bitel, and then he was not mevatel the mitzvah yei chayiv. You might think he's chayiv for having violated a Shavua. He may have done great as far as Pesach is concerned, but he did terrible as far as his Shavua was concerned, because the Shavua was that he wasn't going to do Pesach right. So you might think he's chayiv a korban for having violated the Shavua. Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says la ra ola hetiv, that we equate hara'a and hatava. Ma hatava rishos, just like the hatava that the pasuk is talking about is a dvar rishos. Af hara'a, so too the hara'a, the what I won't do that the pasuk is talking about, must be rishos. So otzi nishma levatel mitzvah lobitel shu pater, and therefore it teaches me that if a person takes a shvua not on a dvar rishos but a hara'a on a dvar mitzvah to be mevatel a mitzvah, that he's going and he ends up not being mevatel a mitzvah, he's going to be pater because he has no rishos to be mevatel a mitzvah, and therefore it's simply not included in the parsha of shvua's bitui. Yochel nishma lekayim es a mitzvah lo kiyem sheichayiv. You might think that if a person takes a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah and then he's neglectful of that mitzvah and he's not mekayim it, you might think he should be chayiv. And the lehetiv that's in the pasuk is that he's nishba to be meitiv with himself, to be mekayim a mitzvah, to do what's best for him, for his neshama. Tamalomar laharau lehetiv. That's why the pasuk says laharau lehetiv, to teach me mahara'a rishos, just like the hara'a is about a dvar rishos and not about a dvar mitzvah. Af hatava rishos, so too the hatava that the pasuk is talking about must also be about a dvar rishos and not a dvar mitzvah. And therefore we preclude the circumstance of someone who takes a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah and then he neglects to be mekayim that mitzvah to teach me that he's in fact potter. So yachol nishba la'ra la'atzmo, you might think that if a person takes a shvua to physically harm himself, v'lohera, and then he does not physically harm himself, yachol yei potter, you might think, okay, he should be potter. That shvua should not be something that's binding, that's mechayiv him. Tamalomer la'ra la'hetiv. That's why it says la'ra la'hetiv ma'hatava, just like the hatava that it's talking about is rishus, af hara'a rishus, so to the hara'a is a rishus, avi nishma la'ra la'atzma v'la'era sher rishus b'yado. Since a person has the right to do whatever he wants to himself, he has the right to harm himself or to help himself, so when he takes a shvua to harm himself, it's rishus b'yado to do such a thing, and because that's not something that it's already mushba in the Torah. Now Tosfos points out that the Brice is not being mechadish to me over here that if someone is nishma la'ra la'atzma you're chayiv. That's a Dover Pashut. Why wouldn't you be chayiv? The Brice is being mechadesh that this is called the Dvar Rishus, that being chovel ba'atzmo is something that you have the right to actually do. That's the chiddush of the Brice. Meaning the idea that I can take a shavua to deprive myself of something and that shavua is going to be chal. Of course, that's what shavuas are. A shavua to do something, to not do something, to not eat lunch today, to yes eat lunch today. Right? That's obviously la ra'leitiv. That's what shavuas are. The chiddush of this brisa is that it's still within your rights to choose to be chovel ba'atzmo, to harm oneself. And that is a big chiddush, because there's a sheet of Rabbi Elazar HaKapar in Maseches Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Aleph that it's usher for a person to be chovel ba'atzmo. So that's the chiddush of this brisa. The Ran writes that even according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, the shvu is going to be chal on this isser, because the isser to be chovel ba'atzmo is not an isser that's that's Mefurish Bekra. It's derived from a drasha. How do we derive from a drasha? From the carbon of a nazir. It says, V'chibra lov me'asher chot ala nefesh. What chet ala nefesh did a nazir do? That he was mitzayris atzmo min ayayin. That he prevented himself from enjoying the pleasures of life. And therefore we see that if you, even a person who prevents himself from enjoying certain pleasures is considered a chote to a certain degree, then certainly someone who physically harms himself is considered to be a chote, but it's only from that kind of drasha. And therefore, it's not enough of a dvar avera for a shvua to not be chal on it. Meaning it's a dvar avera, but it's not explicit enough of a dvar avera to prevent a shvua from being chal. It's a big discussion in poskim. Do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar HaKapar? The Rambam does paskin like Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, and not like the way Tosfos learns the Braisa in our sugya. Again, the way Tosfos learned it is that our Brisa is telling us that you're allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo. And the Rambam writes that if a person says that since kin, etayv, and kavod are derech ra, and they're motziin esadim min ha'olam, so I'll go to the exact opposite extreme, so I won't eat meat, and I won't drink wine, and I won't get married, and I'm not going to live in a reasonably nice home. So that's also a derech ra, the Rambam writes. And someone who goes in that derech is called a chotei, because someone who's mitzar esatzmo min ha'yayin is a chote. And then the Rambam writes in Chovel Umazik and in Chashvus that a person cannot be Chovel Ba'atzmo. So the Rashba writes that the basis of the Rambam is what the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, that Shmuel says like Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, and since Shmuel is an Amora and he paskins in this Machlokas Tanaim, so we see that that's how you're supposed to paskin La Halacha. So the Rambam paskins that way La Halacha, that one cannot be Chovel Ba'atzmo. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like the Rambam in Choshem Mishpat, at the very end of Choshem Mishpat, a tough base, paskins that a person is not allowed to be chovel himself. Now, with the Geder Adin, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in the Alter Rebbe writes in Hilchus Niskei Aguf that a person does not have a reshus to be chovel begufo, to be mitzar himself with any sort of tzar, even b'minias meichel omishta, unless you're doing a b'derech tshuva. That when it's done b'derech tshuva to save your nefesh, to save your neshama, so then you're allowed to fast derech tshuva, you're allowed to do things like that. But it has to be a genuine derech tshuva. Now the Tur quotes the sheet of the Ramah, who says that it's mutter to be chovel ba'atzmo. And Beis Yosef says, because he holds that we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar HaKapar. And since he holds that a person is not allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, we paskin like those who are cholik on him. So therefore there is no isra. The isra does not exist. But again, in Shulchan Aruch, we pass on that it does exist. So anyway, the Brisa continues. Yochel, you might think that nishba lahara la'acherim, that if you take a shvua to harm somebody else, so you take a shvua to beat up somebody else, v'lo heira, and then you don't do it, she'echayiv, that you should be chayiv for a violation of the shvua, tamalomar lahara la'hetiv, maha tova rishus, just like the tova that the pasuk is talking about is a dvar rishus, av hara or rishus, the hara that we speak about must also be rishus, oti nishba lahara la'acherim, v'lo heira, she'ena rishus b'yado, as opposed to a case where you take a shvua to harm somebody else, and then you do not harm them, that you don't have a rishus to do that, to harm anybody else. So since being chovel somebody else is hara'a that's not a rishus, you don't have a right to do that, so it's excluded from the pasuk of shvuos bitoy. Minayin l'rabos hatavas acherim, how do I know that for shvuos bitoy, doing good to somebody else is included in the shvuos bitoy? If you take a shvua, you're going to give a matana to somebody, and then you don't give that matana, you're chayav for violating the shvua, even though you cannot say la'ara l'hetiv, because you're not allowed to be meira la'acherim, you're not allowed to do bad to other people, but a shvua to do good to other people is a binding shvua. Tamalomar o l'hetiv. The pasuk says, o l'hetiv. That extra o tells me that even though you might have equated la'ara l'hetiv and therefore excluded a shvua to do good to somebody else, the o tells me that that's a valid shvua. Ve'ezui hara'a sacherim. And what would be a hara'a to other people that the shvua would not be chal on? Akes ploni ve'eftes mocho. You say that you're gonna go beat somebody up. You're gonna go assault another person. So that is not going to be a shvua that is chal. Or for that matter, you take a shvua, you're gonna steal from somebody or something like that. Anything like that is something that is not going to be chal. Okay, so now all of these drushes that we've made until now have worked with the assumption that we equate lahara and lahetiv, and that lahara and lahetiv are both referring to a dvar harashus. But the Gemara never told us where we got that from, right? How do I know that it's about a dvar harashus? The Torah doesn't say that it's about a dvar harashus. The Torah just says lahara and lahetiv. So it says, well, am I the cry be dvar harashus ksivi? How do you know the psukim are talking about a dvar harashus? Dilma be dvar mitzvah ksivi. Maybe the pasuk is talking about a dvar mitzvah as well, just as much as a dvar harashus. That lahara and lahetiv would be understood. Lahara is that you take a shavua, I don't know, not to eat matzah on Seder night, and that's it's an absolute hara'ah. It's bad physically, it's bad spiritually, because you're not being mekayim a mitzvah, you're not indulging yourself. Lehetiv means that you take a shavua to yes eat matzah on the Seder night, and that's an absolute hatava. It's good physically, it's good spiritually. How do I know? Maybe that's what it's talking about. So it says there are three approaches. Approach number one, lo salka daitach. It cannot be talking about a dvar mitzvah, to be in an hatava dumi dara, because we need the hatava in the pasuk to be similar to the hara'ah that the pasuk says. Hava'ara dumi da hatava. And we need the hara'ah in the pasuk to be similar to the hatava in the pasuk. That meaning, if you make the hakish in the opposite direction, the hara'ah to the hatava. Meaning, you need to make the hakish in one direction or the other. Either you say, I learn what hatava is from hara'ah, or I learn what hara'ah is from hatava. So since you need to do a hakish in one direction or the other, it must be that it's about a dvar hashus for the following reason. Because let's play it out. Da'akish hara'a la'atava. Let's say I want to make a hakish from hara'a to hatava. So what will I learn? Ma hatava, just like hatava, that you do good for yourself. Let's say you take a shvua to eat something. Eino bebitl mitzvah, it cannot apply to a bitl mitzvah, because if you take a shvua to be mativ to your body through an avera, like you take a shvua to eat on Yom Kippur, or to eat chametz on Pesach, so it's a hatava physically through an avera. So that's not a hatava, that's really a hara'ah, because you're harming yourself spiritually. So clearly that's not what the pasuk is talking about. So the hatava must be that you take a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah, to eat matzah on Pesach, which is an absolute hatava, and it's a hatava for your body, and it's a hatava for your soul. So af hara'a ain't a bitul mitzvah. So to the hara'a that you're going to say not to eat, hara'a means that I'm not going to do. So that also can't be about a bitul mitzvah where you take a shavua not to eat matzah on Pesach. It must be about a kiyama mitzvah, like you take a shavua not to eat chametz on Pesach. But that can't be because hara'a gufa hatavihi, because then the hara'a itself that you're physically harming yourself by not eating is actually good for you, because it's spiritually good for you, because you're being a mekayim mitzvah. So since the hatava is already said in the pasuk, we already mentioned hatava in the pasuk, why would the Torah have to say a hara'a, which actually is a hatava? So it must be that the hara'a in the pasuk is really a dvar rishus, and since we equate hara'a to hatava, so the hatava must also be about a dvar rishus. So through this hekesh of hara'a to hatava, the hatava shows us that the pasuk is not talking about a bitl mitzvah, and the hara'a shows us that the pasuk is not talking about a kiyum mitzvah. And therefore, what's left? If it's not about a bitl mitzvah, and it's not about a kiyum mitzvah, it must be dvar rishus. So that's how I know it's talking about a dvar rishus. So the Gemara says, and we could even make the hakish in the opposite direction to prove the same point, that it's got to be about a dvar rishus. Va'akish hatava la'ra'a. Let's make a hakish between hatava and ara'a as follows. Ma hara'a. If a person takes a shavua to deprive himself, einu b'kiyum mitzvah would not apply on a kiyum mitzvah. I mean, person takes a shvua not to eat chametz on Pesach, that's not a hara'ah, that's good for you, because it's good for you spiritually. It's a hara'ah must only be about a bittul mitzvah, that you take a shvua not to eat matzah on Pesach, that's an absolute hara'ah, it's bad for you physically, it's bad for you spiritually. So af hatava, so too a shvua to yes eat, to indulge yourself, ain't a b'kiyum mitzvah, cannot be about a shvua of doing a mitzvah to eat matzah on Lel Pesach, it must be about a bittul mitzvah, like a shvua that you can eat chametz on Pesach. But that can't be, because hatava gufa hara'ahi. If that's your hatava is that you're taking a shvua to eat chametz on Pesach, well then your hatava is really a hara'ah, because it's horrible for you spiritually. And we already have hara'ah in the pasuk. I don't need hatava to talk about, I don't need the lehetiv to tell me about doing averos. Hara'ah is already about doing things that are bad for you. So it must be that the hatava is that you take a shvua on the dvar shus, else. And since we equate hara'a to atava, we have a hekesh from one to the other, so the hara'a must also be about a dvar rishus. So it turns out, from this hekesh of atava to hara'a, we learn that the hara'a proves to us that the pasuk is not talking about kiyum ha-mitzvah. The atava proves to us that the pasuk is not talking about bitul ha-mitzvah. If it's not talking about kiyum ha-mitzvah, and it's not talking about bitul ha-mitzvah, the only thing that's left is a dvar rishus. So therefore I see that the rav atava is a dvar rishus. That is approach number one as to how I know that the pasuk is talking about a dvar rishus, because we have to equate a rav atava, and therefore we automatically exclude kiyum ha-mitzvah and bitul ha-mitzvah, because it's got to be an absolute ara, an absolute atava, and it must, well, all that's left is a dvar rishus. Frak the Gemara, but Ihachi, if that's true that you're makish hara'a ta atava, bidvarashus nami lobishkachsa, even by dvarashus, the pasuk l'chora should not be able to refer to dvarashus, because one might say that the hekesh should take us in the following direction, that just like hatava, meaning that you're going to indulge your body and take a shavua to eat something good for you. Because if you take a shavua to eat something that's bad for you, that would not be a hatava. So to hara'a is that you're going to do something good for your body and not eat something that is bad for you. Meaning hara'a means to not do. So it would turn out that the hara'a itself is really a hatava. Meaning even in matters of rishus, leaving out spiritual good and bad. Even if we're talking about that lahara means to not do, lehetiv means to yes do. So if lehetiv is to do something that's good for you, to yes do something that's good for you, lahara would mean to not do something that's bad for you. But not doing something that's bad for you is actually good. So that's already covered in the pasuk. So, and we can make the same hekesh in the other direction. That just like hara'a is that you're taking a shvua to harm your body, and you're taking a shvua not to eat something healthy. So if you take a shvua not to eat something that's harmful for your body, that's not really hara, that's really hatava. But so too the hatava is that you're gonna that you're gonna harm your body, and you take a shvua to eat something that's harmful for you. So the hatava itself would be a hara, and we already have hara in the pasuk. So since if you link up hatava to hara fully, there's nothing left for the pasuk to be talking about. So it must be that we're not supposed to make this hekesh between hara and hatava. So we might as well say it's about a dvar mitzvah. Meaning the whole reason to preclude Dvar Mitzvah is because it takes us down a road where we cannot link Hara to Atava, and all that's left is Dvar Rishus. No, even on Dvar Rishus you can't really link Hara to Atava, because every Hara, because it would turn out that the Hara is really Atava and the Atava is really Hara. So it says Gemara, Ella, a second possibility. How do I know we're not talking about a Dvar Rishus? Midi Itzrich O L'Rabos. From the fact that the Torah, L'Rabos Atava Sacheru, from the fact that I need the word O, L'Hara, to tell me that a shvua about doing good to other people is going to be chal, it's muchach that it must be that we're talking about dvar rishus. Because if you're going to think that it's talking about a nishba to be mevatal a mitzvah, and the shvua is going to be chal, now that the shvua you're being marba a shvua to be mevatal a mitzvah, even when it's bad for other people, hatavas acherim. If you're being nishvala to be mekayim a mitzvah to do good for other people, and you violate that shvua, does the Torah need to be mechadesh that you chayev for a shvua's bitoy? Of course the shvua is going to be chal. Why would I need the riboy of O? So it must be that the pasuk is talking about dafka bar dvar rishus, and that's why I need the riboy of O to tell me that hatavas acherim, which is a mitzvah, is included. So it's frakli gemara, but v'hai O mi bayile lechalik. But the word O is already being used. We already needed to tell me that lahara olehetiv, that for one or the other it's a binding shavua, that you're chayev an hatava alone or an hara'a alone. If it would have said lahara olehetiv with a vav, I would have been chayev shavuos bitoy only if you take two shavuos, one lahara and one lehetiv. So the word o teaches me that a shavua in either direction is a shavua. You don't need it to be, but you don't need two shavuos. So how can you use the word O to teach me that we're talking about a Dvar Rishus and not a Dvar Mitzvah? So it says, L'chalek L'tzarchra. You don't need a special pasuk to be mechalek between them and to be mechayev on Hara'a alone or Hatava alone, because if the pasuk meant that you need both, it should have just said Yachtav. It should have said L'ra'a L'heitav Yachtav. The fact that it doesn't say Yachtav, it just says L'ra'a even if it would have said L'ra'a L'heitav, I already would have known that it's one or the other. There's no Hava Amina that it would have meant that you have to take both of them together. Ooh, so now the word O is extra, and the word O teaches me that it's about a Dvar Hashus. Sezmar, is that assumption true? That when the Torah means that you're supposed to do two things, that the two go together, it always says Yachtav? And without the word Yachtav, you assume that it means one or the other? Is that true? Well, Hani Chal Rabbi Yonah's son, that's true according to Rabbi Yonah's son, El Rabbi Yoshia Ma'ikil Meimar. Not true according to Rabbi Yoshia. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yoshia, we're still going to be stuck with the question. Why? We're still going to be stuck with the question, how can we use the word O to preclude a Dvar Mitzvah and tell me that it's something about a Dvar Rishos? We need the word O to tell me it's one or the other and not both. D'tanya, where do we find this machlokas of Yerushalayim Rabbi Yoshia? We have a braisa based on the pasuk Ish Asher Yekalil Es Aviv Ve Es Imo. Pasuk continues, Mos Yumas. For Rachman son, a person curses his father or his mother. Say in the Ela Aviv Ve Imo. I would only see from the pasuk that if a person curses both of his parents, he's going to be chayiv. Aviv lo imo, imo lo aviv minayin. How do I know if he curses just one of his parents that he's going to be chayiv? Tam lomar aviv imo kilel. Pasuk says aviv imo kilel. So it teaches me that aviv kilel, imo kilel. Div Rabbi Yoshia, that even if it's just aviv and even if it's just imo, you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yonasan Omer. Rabbi Yonasan says, I don't need a riboy to tell me you're going to be chayiv for just one without the other. Mashma shneim keachad umashma. Now, when the pasuk says both, it could mean either or it could mean both. Unless it says yachtav, and short of saying yachtav, it means either or, that you're chayav for either one of these things. If it would have said yachtav, so mekalel would be nerag only if he's mekalel both of his parents. So you see that according to Rabbi Yoshia, the word O is not extra. You cannot be, and if it's not extra, you cannot learn about Dvar Rishus. You need the word Oh, just to tell me that one or the other, Hatava or Ara'a, is enough to be Mechayiv. So that's what leads the Gemara to a third approach, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yoshia. No, it could be that the word O is not extra, and even Rabbi Yoshia's mode of the word O is not extra, and the pasuk is still not talking about a Dvar Mitzvah, it's only talking about a Dvar Rishus. How does he know that? V'savlo Rabbi Akiva, didarsh ribuya mi'utei. He darshens the pasuk of La'arau Lehetiv in the style of Riboy Miut Riboy and not in the style of Klal Pradu Klal, that the Riboy is marba all types of Shavuos and the Miut is only Memayit one very specific type of shvua. So, if you're going to tell me that the pasuk is talking about dvar shus, mimayit dvar mitzvah, what is that one specific type of shvua that it's mimayit? Specifically, a dvar mitzvah. The person takes a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah, not to eat matzah on Pesach or to eat chametz on Pesach, that you're not going to be chayav a korban. So, if we're mimayit to shvua levatel a mitzvah, memele we're mimayit to shvua lekayim as a mitzvah as well, because it needs to go belav vehein. So mitzvah is out. Eliyamrit b'dvar mitzvah k'siv mimaikam mimait. But if the psukim are talking about a dvar mitzvah, well then what exactly is it being mimait? If there's a chiyuv karban on a dvar mitzvah, kal v'chomer there's a chiyuv karban on every other shvuah in the world, and there's nothing left to be mimait. So if you have to be mimait just one thing, there needs to be something to be mimait. So it must be that we're being mimait a dvar mitzvah. Tosa says, really? You can't think of anything else to be mimayit? There's no other possibility of what you'd be mimayit other than a dvar mitzvah? Why not be mimayit a shavua l'shanos ha-seyadua? Ala amit shal evan shu zahav, where you're a potter, the Gemara says, right? It's shua shav. Or shita of shmuel, who holds like Rabbi Akiva, that nishba l'sha'avar, in a way that it wouldn't be chal, had you taken that shavua l'haba. Meaning you take a shavua that this guy threw something into the ocean, or something like that, if you were to take that shvua lahaba, it wouldn't mean anything. You can't take a shvua that this guy, that somebody else, is going to throw something, right? It wouldn't be chal. So it's because it's not in your rishus to do that. So, or according to Rav, that any shvua that it's not possible to have a lavahein, right? I won't do, is not going to be chal. So why aren't we memayit any of those from the pasuk? How do you know that we have to be memayit a dvar mitzvah? So Tosa says, because there's no way to be memayit just one of those things. All of those are equal. So if you're memayit one of them, you're memayit all of them, but ribui mi only allows you to be memayit one thing. So dvar mitzvah is like in its own category. So that could be memayit a dvar mitzvah. Am Rabbi Yudah ben Seira, ma im harashus. So Rabbi Yudah ben Seira made the argument that for a dvar harashus, which is a low stakes type of thing, and you take a shavuah on it, you're bound to it. A dvar mitzvah, which is mushmavam mar sinai, all the more so you should be bound to a shavuah to do it. And the Rabbanan responded, no, a dvar rishus, it could be lav kehain, you could go in either direction. A dvar mitzvah, you can't. So if Rabbanan shapir kamri lay, the Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, the Rabbanan seemed to have a pretty good taina to Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira. How is he going to respond? Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, amalach atu atavas acherim, lav afagav zalasa b'chal haras acherim, Rabbi Rachmana, well, by a shvua to do good to somebody else, to give a matana to somebody else, where we said, oh, is l'rabos that works. So if that were not the case, if you take a shvua to do not good to somebody else, the shvua is not going to be chal, because a shvua to be made of l'acherim is not, you can't be mekayim the pasuk of l'ra'a l'hetiv. Nevertheless, Rabbi Rachmana, the Torah tells me, hatavas acherim can be included from the word, oh, even though hara'a sacherim is not included. So achanami, so over here also, b'kiyu mitzvah, afagav delesim, bitul mitzvah, Rabbi Rachmana. Maybe the Torah is being marbe, that yes, I could take a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah, even though I cannot take a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah. It doesn't have to go in both directions. Rabbanan said, no. Hasam ise below etiv. It's true, you're not allowed to take a shvua to do harm to somebody else, but you can take a shvua to not do good to somebody else. But if you're taking a shvua to do a mitzvah, you don't have even the option of a shvua to not do the mitzvah. I obviously can't take a shvua to do an aveira, but even to not do the mitzvah, you're not authorized to take a shvua. Hach mi isay below akayim. Is there a possibility of a shvua of lo akayim? Meaning the opposite of doing good to somebody else is not doing good to somebody else. That you're allowed to take a shvua on. The opposite of doing a mitzvah is not doing a mitzvah. That you're not allowed to take a shvua on. Okay, new Mishnah. Shvua shlo echel kikar zo. Shvua shlo echlena. Shvua shlo echlena. V'achala enu chayiv ala achas. Guy takes three shvuas on the same kikar, so then he eats it, he's only going to be chayiv once. Zoi shvuas bitui shechayiv al zon makos al shigasa karmen al v'yorid. To this point, in our Masechta, we've discussed, in this parak, we've discussed shvuas bitui, where if you do it b'mezi, you violate b'mezi, chayiv malkos, you violate b'shogi karmen al v'yorid. Shvuas shav, chayiv al zon makos al shigasa pater. A shvuas shav, which we're going to discuss henceforth, is if you violated b'mezid yichayv malkus, if you violate b'shogeg, you're going to be potter. So lamli misa shvua shlo ochel shvua shlo ochlana. Why does it have to say two different lashonos of a shvua that I'm not going to eat? Why not just say shvua shlo ochel shvua shlo ochel? Why does it have to change it to ochlana? So hakamashman is telling us a chiddush that time adamar shlo ochel v'hadar amar shlo ochlana. It's because you put it in that order. First you said shlo ochel that I'm not going to eat, which sounds like not even a gezayis, and then you say shlo ochlana, I'm not going to eat it. Sounds like the whole kikar. So dulo mechayev elechada. That's why the second shvua is not going to be chal, because it's already included in the first shvua. Of course, you're not going to eat the whole kikar if you're not even going to eat a kezayis. Elo amar shlo ochlena, v'hadar amar shlo ochel. But had you reversed it, had you said first, I'm not going to eat the entire kikar, and then you said I'm not going to eat a kezayis, mechayev tarti. That leaves room for the second shvua to be chal, because with the first shvua, if you would have eaten half the kikar, you'd be potter. Now you took an additional shvua, I won't even eat a kazayas. Kidarava, and that's aligned with Rava. Dam Rava, Shvua Shalo Ochel Kikar Zo, Kivin Shachlan Men Kazayas Chayiv, Shalo Ochlena, Enu Chayiv Achi Ochel Eskula. If you say a Shvua that I'm not going to eat this Kikar, then a Kazayas of it you're already Chayiv. But if you take a Shvua Shalo Ochlena, then only if you eat the whole thing you're going to be Chayiv. So we said, Shvua Shalo Ochlena, Va'achola, Enu Chayiv Ala Achas. You're only Chayiv once. So Asulam Ali, so why does it have to tell me a third Shvua? Shvua Shalo Ochel, Shvua Shalo Ochlena, And then again, Shavuos Lo Achlena, Hakam Ashman's teaching me, Chiyuvu Hudaleka, that you're not chayiv for a violation of the later Shavuos, when the first Shavuos is still there, but a Shavuot Ika, those later Shavuos are still hovering, they're still there and waiting to be chal. The Mishkachas Ravcha Chayla, if you could somehow get rid of that first Shavuot, the second Shavuot is going to be chal. If you get rid of the second one, the third one is going to be chal, it's still hovering. L'may Hil Chasa, what do you mean get rid of? L'chud Rava, Dam Rava, Im Nishal Al Rishona, also L'shniya Tachta, you go to a Chacham to be Shavuot on the first one, the second one is going to sneak right in there and be chal. Lema misayel, I'll bring you a raya. Mishnah der shtei nezirus, man rishon of ivrshala karban, a kai takes two nidre nezirus, he counts through the whole first 30 days, is mafresh karban, vachar kach nishala rishona. Then he's shoal eitz al chacham, he's mefer, and he does it, the first one goes away. So also shim rishona, that karban will count to the second one, because it will turn out that the second one will be chal, where the first one was. Says, well, that's not a raya, hachi ashta, hasm nezirus mia isa, dichimani lirishona, bayi mehadr mimna lishnia, below she'ela. What if he never would have been shoel on that original Nazirus? What would have happened at the end of the 30 days of that original Nazirus? The second Nazirus was going to be chal. Second Nazirus was chal the whole time. So it's not such a great chiddush to tell me that when the first one goes away, the second one is still there. But hacha, shvu shniya mi yisa klal. Over here, the second shvu it doesn't seem to exist that you're going to say that it's waiting and hovering and waiting just for a landing spot. No, if the first shvu is still intact, the second shvu has no import whatsoever. It doesn't mean anything to me. So you don't necessarily have a raya that when the first shvua disappears, that the second shvua necessarily finds a landing spot and actually is going to be chal. So although the halacha may be true, the raya is not a great raya. So that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up at Amar Rava, six lines from the end of the page. Everyone have a great day.